Hello.
Hey, Michael. This is John with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
All right. It's good to hear. Michael, I was giving you a call. I'm not sure if you remember speaking with me last month in regards to possibly getting your business cleaned up on the Google presence there and getting you listed up on that first page. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Yes, sir, I do, doggone. I've been trying to get in touch with you every way.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I was so wrapped up those 2 weeks, but, you know, when it comes, it comes.
I hear you.
I apologize
for that.
That's life.
No apologies. That's okay. So, Michael, last we spoke, I mean, there is a few different Google business profiles, things going on online there. Is there anything that changed since the last time we spoke?
No, sir. Not really.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we definitely want to make sure we help you clean these GBPs up, okay? GBP meaning your Google business profile. That way you're getting your ranking to move up there. I mean, it's outrageous to see that, you know, it's split up into like 3 different ones that I found. So we'll make sure to clean that up for you, okay?
I'll agree with you.
Yes, sir. And that makes a huge difference for your ranking to move up, for customers to see you and find you that much more easier, okay? So I'll make sure of that. Now, I mean, do you have any questions for me as far as what else is included or anything like that? I know it's been a little bit, so we can recap on all of it there.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate you going over it one more time.
Sure.
I know it would help me because, God, I tell you what, I've been surrounded. You know how it's gone.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. So very first thing is we're going to get your Google business profile cleaned up so that way you only have one Google business profile. And to the right correct phone number, that way your customer – and keep those reviews because I see one of them that has some reviews. Some of them don't even have any reviews or anything. It's odd when I'm looking at it. But we'll clean that up. And you'll be able to – you know, let's say your keywords for your services they have to offer, you're not married to them. Anytime you want to adjust it or change it up, add a new promotion, we could do that for you. You could do it yourself if you're hands-on as well. Okay, you will have a dashboard, we call it. That way you can track everything for yourself. You can track all the analytics, phone calls coming in. We don't charge per lead, per click, job, or anything like that. It's a flat rate, month to month, no contracts. Okay?
Okay.
I did make promises last time, and I want to make sure you understand that I keep my promises. So far as target marketing Facebook ads, if you don't have a Facebook business page, we will develop them for you on the house here for you, all right? And we'll put money of our own money into those Facebook ads for you, okay? So you're never going to exceed your amount monthly. And the local directories in your area. Some customers may like to use Yelp or Bing, maybe even Safari because they're using Apple products. These will be included in your package, no additional costs. I did remember I promised you a website so that way you are set up for success. So I will keep to that promise. For the life of you being with us, you won't be charged for that website. Okay? We get websites done. I'm going to say within the first 7 to 14 days is our average. But I have seen it done super fast. It's just a matter of how much content you want to add or adjust or modify because we want to tailor it to your company. Right? We don't want to just make a website and say, here you go. You know what I mean? So that is everything in a nutshell. Again, don't forget, we will have a team to keep the Facebook ads up to date at least once a week. I think that's more than enough. If you want us to do it, we got your back on that, okay?
Okay.
Now, far as the pricing, did we get to – I don't think I went over that. So, far as the pricing, it's month-to-month, $249. Now, it does come with a one-time setup fee, though, Michael, of $99 that you never see again, okay? So, if we were to get this rolling here today, it'll be $348. But no matter what, after that, monthly, it stays at $249 and never a cent more than that.
Okay.
How does this all sound to you?
Well, it sounds wonderful. I just wish Rhonda was here to hear this so we could, sign off on it right now.
I know. Well, here's the thing, Michael. What we can do is because I'm giving you a call because your number came back on our desk and I recognized it. I was like, oh, no, I'm talking to him. No one else talking to you because I want to keep my promises.
I'm glad you did.
Yes, sir. Now, Michael, what we could do is, I mean, honestly, I feel that, correct me if I'm wrong, you obviously see the value in this. I know we can help you. You know we can do this for you. What I could do is, if we get this thing rolling here today, get it started, I could set up the technician call as early as tomorrow morning if you want. So that way you can have whoever you need with you on the phone with us. That way we get the onboarding process going. You're securing your listing. We're jump-starting on this right away to clean things up, because time is of the essence right now to making sure you're getting those quality calls. Right now, your customers are being separated thinking, who is this and who is that? And it's the same business name online right now. So we don't want to confuse that. If that's something you're willing to do, I'm willing to go ahead and set that up for you. That way, also, you can gather pictures, videos, testimonials, whatever from there, and that way we can jumpstart on the website as well tomorrow. Is that something you're willing to do?
Yeah, of course, Nasty. Can you take, you take some of the comments of some of the dang it reviews that I got off of Angie's List to put on there?
No, and that, I feel horrible when I say this, because we're not part of Angie's, and they be making some promises that are just falsely. Anytime you go, like, I talk to business owners all the time, and a lot of them switch over, and they think that that's their website, that's the reviews follow them. That's not the case. That's not what they actually allow. So that's not even on Google. It's just on Angie's. They don't release that. It sticks with that.
I can get several of them to call and leave a good review.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, here, first thing is, at least you have some reviews on one of these Google Business Profiles, and I would suggest to use that one as your main source to clean up and keep that one up there. All the other ones, I think you should throw them out the window. That's my suggestion.
I put my faith in your hands, buddy.
All right. I appreciate that. And you know what? With the website, we'll actually put a little link in there that follows the customer when they're scrolling through to help easily have a review set in place for Google as well, too. So I'll help build up that traction as well. Okay?
Okay.
So, Michael, last name is Humphrey, correct? H-U-M-P-H. Humphrey. Yep.
Okay. H-R-I-E.
All right. Now, also, Michael, as promised, I'm going to make sure you see everything through invoice, even after payment here. I'm going to make sure you see everything on paper, because I don't want to play no funny business. I want to make sure if you had a question or concern, I'm on the phone with you so you can ask me while I'm here with you. So what is the best email address I could send the invoice to?
MRAWNINGS1@gmail.com.
All right. I'm going to repeat that back. I got M. I'm assuming it's just kind of like your, what's it called? M for your initial. Right now, R as in Robert, Awnings, A-W-N-I-N-G-S.
Everybody, it worked out just right.
All right, perfect. And the last part, I think I missed a number or something. I got M-R Awnings. Is there a number at gmail.com or?
Number one.
The number one, that's what it was. Okay, perfect. That's right. All right, sir. Now, I see that we have one phone number, which is ending with the 2993, and another number ending with the 9103. What's the best number that, for not for your customers, but for us to reach out to you, what number would that be?
Both of them.
Oh, both of them. Okay. Which one is one of them a cell phone or no?
9103 is mine.
9103 is yours. Okay. And then for your customers, which phone number would you like them to reach out to?
2993.
Got it. All right. Perfect. So I'm going to make sure I put that in the notes right now. So for customers, we're going to use
that number. I'll talk to you.
All right. Now, the next part, this is all for the Google part, so I need to make sure I have this on point so we can clean things up for you, okay?
Okay, so, you hold out just one second, buddy.
Sure.
Listen, you promised you've got this right here on the file, I believe. But instead of all these law type, I'll put this on this on the pair. Number two thing.
So you want to leave Mr. Onis right there and hold the pair.
Well, you just put that here under this phone. There you go, that'd be fine.
Just got Mr. Onis there.
He speaks just fine. That's
right, number.
That's right, number. He failed that. But I'm going to have to get another.
Wait,
sir.
Take that off. Okay.
And that's about it.
I'll keep you approved, brother.
Okay.
Let me know.
Appreciate it, Randy.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get you every up there. I've been working 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
All right, buddy. I'm sorry.
You're good, sir. I love how you have such good connection with everyone, sir. Sorry, it just brightens up my day. All right. Now, Michael, this next part is very crucial to make sure we got things correct for your Google Business Profile. So I'm going to take my time on this next part here. So I have the business name as Mr. Awnings. I have the and symbol, home repairs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Google has to have a physical address to be verified. Now, they do not require that address to be showcased to the public. So first thing is first, which address is the business address?
101 Beacon Court, Springville, Alabama.
Right. Zip code is 35146. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, do you want that to be hidden from the public, or would you like to showcase that?
You can hide it. I mean, it's not a matter of hiding, but you can. I'd rather not, come up to the house.
Right. Then if that's a house address, then my suggestion would say let's keep it hidden. And when customers look it up or look up keywords, I'll make sure it's set as where it's just your local in that area that you could service that area. Okay. So
that'd be great, sir.
Okay, sir. Perfect. Now, I want to make sure that we miss an opportunity for our technicians to talk to you as early as possible. So do you have an hour window for them to speak to you tomorrow on that?
I do.
Okay. I have morning or evening. Which works better for you?
Morning is going to work better for me.
Okay, perfect. Let me see what I got here. I have a 9 a.m. one right for you from 9 to 10. Would that work for you?
That'll work for me.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put this in right now. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. It's a Google invite.
Okay.
I'm going to send the same email to our team. So that way, all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Let me know once you got that. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com.
Gotcha.
All right.
Here. Okay, I responded, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, all this next parts are for Google. Again, you're not married to it, okay? So you can always adjust it yourself if you want to, but our team is there to do that for you, okay? Utilize them whenever you need to. For your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google?
From 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. All right. Okay. And then the phone number, I'm going to repeat this number back for your customers to reach out to, is 205-529-2993. Okay, perfect.
They can call either one. It really doesn't matter. She can answer a lot better than I can.
Okay, no worries. And then on the account, did you want to add anyone else as an authorized user other than yourself?
Yeah, you can add Rhonda Humphries.
Rhonda? Okay, perfect. And then we'll set up a security question in place, so that way we know we're actually talking to Rhonda and you, and then vice versa. So that way you're not giving information to anyone, and neither are we, okay? So we'll set that up afterwards. Now, the next part, how do you accept payment from customers? Do you accept it by cash only, Zelle, credit card, check?
Cash and check only. Right now, eventually I'm going to get to where I take a credit card again, but right now I just want cash and card.
Sounds like a plan. Yes, sir. And then also for the areas that you want to service to, I mean, this package could go literally like 50 miles in every direction. Do you want to use all that mileage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down until I get some work under my belt, I definitely do.
Yes, sir. I think that's the smartest choice right there. And then once it does kick off very well for you, you can narrow it down to a smaller radius so that you're saving some money on gas too, okay?
Yes, that works great. Right.
Yes, sir. Now, the business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, okay.
All right, perfect. And then also, this next part is pretty much your bread and butter, okay? So I know that I'm putting you on the spot, but they will go over this with you and Rhonda tomorrow. But for the services that you always want to be found for, let's go over that a little bit. I mean, you do quite a few things, I believe, right? So I want to make sure you're found for the most important one. You can start naming those things out. I'll go ahead and start typing them in right now for you.
Okay. I want to do decks, patio covers, carports, decks, patio covers, carports, screen rooms, sunrooms.
Okay.
And general carpenter work.
I'll put services just so that way they can bring it in there. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over to our team right now. That way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know exactly what to do, how to help you, and put keywords in the algorithms to say what's working best in your area. That's going to help boost it up quicker for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to send this right now. Give me a second here. Wow. Okay. Now, the next part. This is to protect you and your pricing. So we call it the voice verification. I think I mentioned this to you before, so I'm not accepting a no for an answer on this one. All right, partner, I want to make sure you're protected in every way possible. I want to keep your promises and your pricing, okay? So I want to, before I hit record, I want to give you our actual phone number here, okay? It's a direct phone number. It's voice activated. And we'll always be calling from this number from here on out. So let me know when you're ready, and I can give that number to you now.
Okay.
All right. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay, that's 877-635-6225.
You got it. Yes, sir. Save it as Local Splash.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, I will bring up that phone number again in the recording, okay? But I'm also going to put the pricing in there. Now, I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, all right?
All right.
All right, beautiful. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mr. Awnings and Home Repair.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Humphreys, owner.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, I didn't quite get that.
That's okay. So it means two different things. For one, the easy one is this. We can't read your mind. Okay. If there's anything you need to adjust, let us know so that way we can make that happen for you. The second thing that really means is if we're working on your website and you have someone else working on it, we don't know about it, it can confuse us like no other. So please let us know in that sense as well, too, okay?
Nobody says you, but y'all.
All right, perfect. So the next part. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 8th at the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything we spoke about. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 8th of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll be retained from there. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. Beautiful. So as promised, I just want to make sure you're protected on everything. Okay? Now, the next part I joke around about, but I've seen somebody get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own security answer. So please don't forget it, okay? Michael, you have 3 generic choices here. I mean, yeah, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And make sure you let Rhonda know this as well, because if we talk to her, we will only ask a security question. We will never give out your answer. That's a huge red flag if we do. Okay. All right. So what would that answer be then, sir?
The answer would be Sam.
All right. Can you spell that out for me just in case I want to make sure I have it correct in here?
S-I-M-S.
All right.
S-I-M-S. Yeah, S-I-M-S.
Okay, perfect, sir. Now, again, we won't give that out, okay, ever, and that can never change either. So, all right. Now, last part here. Michael, on the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name or a middle initial as well?
Do what now?
The card that we're using today, would that be just the first Michael Humphrey, or is there a middle initial as well?
I believe it's – hang on a second. Let me get my wallet out.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, it's under Robert Michael Humphrey.
Okay, Robert Michael Humphrey. Okay, perfect. And then I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 101 Beacon Court?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. I am so sorry. Michael, have I been calling you by the wrong name this whole time, or do you like to be addressed by Michael?
No,
you, Michael. Okay.
I feel yeah.
All right, just making sure. I feel horrible right just now. I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel heartbroken. All right. And then what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a debit card from Truist Bank.
Okay, but is it a Visa, I believe, then, or a Master?
It's a Visa. I'm sorry.
Oh, so that's okay. That's all right. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, okay? But I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is. Hey, let me turn it up right. 4-1-3-0-3-7-1-0-0-0-3-2-5-7-3-8.
All right, thank you. And the expiration date on that?
Okay, 0-4-28.
All right, and last but not least, the security code.
It is 753, I do believe.
Okay, perfect. Now, Michael, before I process any type of payment, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. I got you at a really nice promotional rate. I like to refresh the account like 4 different times just to make sure our systems stay the same and you still get that same promotional rate. So stay patient with me. I'm going to refresh a few times if you don't mind. Okay. And then also... there it is. Okay, we're looking solid. So, Michael, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises on this. All right, I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So whichever comes first, please let me know. That way I can show you how to check that out for yourself there, okay? And it just went through on my side. Let me know once you get that.
Let me find a place to pull over so I can do it without getting a ticket.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, yeah.
I'm trying to do all this stuff to get it taken care of.
I hear you.
All right, I got it on Splash. On text.
Beautiful. Okay, so in that text message, there's going to be one that has a link. It'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
If you just want me.
Mm-hmm.
My phone's going crazy. Okay. There we go. Tap load preview not available. Just click here.
Yes,
okay.
That one.
I clicked. Okay.
All right. Take your time here. This is everything we discussed on paper, as promised, okay? As you know, and you'll see everything in there that we discussed, but also short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. Please do not forget this. If you upgrade your package, let me know. You will never have to pay the normal rate from here ever, okay? I can apply the same promotion to you. And also, for the website, that one's on me. As you can see, normally we do charge extra for websites. You will not have to pay for a website for the life of you being with us on this one. I kept my promise on that, partner. Once you're through there, everything's in order. At the bottom, there's two small check boxes you want to click, and then you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card, first name, middle name, and last name. Okay? Take your time. I'm here with you if you need me.
Okay, confirm.
And it should take you to like a login type of field. Do you see anything like that?
Well, the top part is scrolling, the bottom part of my stinking messages won't go up where it says confirm.
Are you doing it on your phone right now? So turn your phone sideways. It should be able to hit that confirm. Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
This is the, well, I'm clicking on it, but it ain't doing it.
Is it saying anything, or is it,
No, it's not. It's an orange box. It's got a, when I hit it, it's got a blue ring around it. But, how'd you spell my name again?
Well, it's gonna be under Robert Michael Humphrey.
Okay, it's spelt wrong. It's P-H-R-I-E-S.
I-E-S. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me go ahead. Humphreys. Okay. Give me a second. Let me change that right now, sir.
Okay.
Apologize. All right. I got that. I got that part. Boom. And boom. Okay. If you refresh, it should do it correctly now.
Yeah, I believe we're at that time.
Beautiful. Okay. And it should bring you to it should say username and password. Do you see anything like that?
I did.
Beautiful. That is your next best friend. Okay, Michael? I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's where you can keep track of everything. Calls, keywords, even the traffic going in and out of your website. So right now, if I give you the login and password for that, you're going to see nothing because we didn't work on it yet, obviously. Tomorrow, when our team calls you, they're going to call from the 877 number. They're going to walk you through that tracking system, show you how to maneuver through it, go over your algorithms for the keywords, and start rocking and rolling and cleaning up that Google Business profile for you. All right?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, sir. Well, hey, I told you I was going to say this. I don't forget anything. Welcome to the family. All right, Michael? All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're most welcome. All right, sir. Will you be safe? We will talk to you tomorrow. If you need to reschedule, please let us know. We'll be happy to accommodate if we need to, okay?
Well, we should be on the road, you know, but we'll be able to talk both of us in the vehicle.
Beautiful. Even better. All right, sir. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. You take it easy, all right?
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.